Now, a few years ago, both Jacques and I worked at the Ticket. I worked, man, I was on the Ticket doing a variety of different things from like 09 to 13 for right. about 4 years. And you, because you were there some point during that time, too.
I was really, I did a spot with Norm for 5, 6, 7, 8 years. Talking about the Cowboys once a week, Valley Ranch Report, or whatever we called it back then. And then I got a show on the Ticket with your partner, former partner, Scott Harrison. And I did that until I took a job as a columnist at ESPN. So I was only there for about 6, 7, 8 months. And then you replaced me, and then you guys went to Birmingham.
Yeah, we did. How exciting was that? And so now we're back and doing a show. Well, at some point all those years ago, some of you newer P1s may not quite understand what this is about. And that's fine. But many of you P1s that have been around for a long time will definitely remember Wings for P. And Jacques's giving me this look on the camera. He's going to crawl through and choke me to death. I love you.
Perhaps.
So, so the story was Jacques, and look, we've all done this at some point, some way. I think I did it.
I mean, see, you don't even know what happened. And it was a long, convoluted story.
Right.
That but resulted all... in me having to send evidence that I was hacked to my bosses up in Bristol.
Well, there you go.
Like real what? Evidence. There's like a paper trail.
Wow, really? How long did that take you to uncover?
You know, it's still a mystery. But
so, how many computers did you have to buy to create the evidence?
I didn't have to create it. No, seriously, I had been hacked earlier, and I had told them I had been hacked earlier. And then when this happened, it just fell in line.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I like it. So yeah. You get hacked, whatever happens, and this tweet goes out. And it's available, like, look, if you look up the Wings for P thing, Unticket has it, I know, for sure. And so, with that in mind...
I gotta tell you the funny part of this, though. Because it's classic. The funny part is I did whatever happened. And then I disappeared. I was watching a game or something, and I didn't have my phone. And it was classic. No, it was classic. When I picked my phone up 45 or an hour later, I must have had like 100 text messages.
I bet, man. And everybody's like, wait, what are you doing?
Pretty much. And I'm like, what are y'all talking about?
But look, as you said, it's not like I would imagine that most men at some point have had a conversation of like, hey, look, if I do this, what do you say? Maybe a little handshake when I get home? Huh? We buddies? You know, it's whatever it is. I remember one time I meant to send a sext to a lady that I was with, and I think I accidentally had sent it to my mom.
Now that is gold.
So that wasn't fun. And then I'm immediately like, oh my God, mom, I wasn't even looking. I just texted. I didn't realize you had texted me, and I thought, whatever. And my mom's like, hee, hee, hee.
She thought it was funny.
Yeah, I mean, what?
Just look at your dad and say, let's try this.
My parents grew up with me. It's not like they're surprised.
Oh, I was going to say, I guess your mom's seen a picture of your eggplant before.
My eggplant. So So there's that. And I mentioned this earlier, but some of you may remember years ago, I was filling in on the Musers and I was in for Gordon with Mike Ducey and Craig, and I had to do the 840 bit, so I did Christmas favorites for the bedroom and had all these different songs that I changed the lyrics to and whatnot. So I kind of combined the two, and this is my Christmas present to Jacques. He hasn't heard this song. I recorded it, and it is to the tune of Jingle Bells.
See, he said it's a Christmas present. I hope you got a return receipt in case.
Just listen. You're going to just listen, and then we'll react. But here it is from Matt McLaren. This is Wings for P for Jacques. 4P, wings 4P, give me wings 4P. Desert heat, Parmesan, save a plate for me. Oh, wings 4P, wings 4P, give me wings 4P. Lemon, pepper, Thai chili, just save a plate for me. Get your ass home now, shove it in my face. Buffalo blue cheese, I like the way they taste. If you're here on time, I'll pick you up some wings. Honey barbecue, or maybe Asian zing. Oh, wings 4P, wings 4P, wings for that sweet pea. Garlic hot or medium, just let me have that pea. Oh, wings 4P, wings 4P, give me wings 4P. Mango habanero or teriyaki, please. Wings 4P, wings 4P, shove it in my face. Buffalo or dry rub, I just really wanna taste. Hey, wings 4P, wings 4P, give me wings 4P. Get home now and give me some pee for some wings. All right.
I mean.
There you go. There you go, pal. There you go, buddy.
You know, you're such a seven-letter cuss word, I can't even say anything about it. But I got to tell you, that was well done.
It was.
Was it?
I can't believe somebody didn't hire us to do Drive Time.
Oh, my God.
I mean, where can you find Radio Gold like that?
I don't know, man. My favorite part was when I rhymed Asian Zing with wing somehow.
Well, you know, the best thing about this is you're so amused with yourself.
Oh, who isn't? It's the best. And if you go back and read the original tweet that was out there, I incorporated all the words in the original tweet is in there. Not bad, I would say.
Well done, Matt.
Very
well
creative.
Done.
Yeah, I thought so. Those songs are fun to do, and it was a fun moment in the lore of ticket history. Jacques, you're a legend.
I suppose. At least I mean,
did you have
song.
A favorite part? You seem underwhelmed. I mean...
I said it was well done, man. Well done.
Had you hoped to move on by now?
I mean, I'm very serious.
Oh, my
God. It's been a freaking decade. A decade.
I know, but we can never let it go.
Some jokes never die.
Oh, some jokes really never do.
Incarnate.
I mean, I didn't know I was having a Pittsburgh conversation today. That was like 12 years ago.
Yeah, when are we getting that song?
Oh, I should write a song about myself doing that. All right, I'll work on that one next. I don't know why, but I hear a lot of Christmas songs and I just change the lyrics in my head really easily. Like, I came up with that Wings for P. I was in the shower and I was just singing Jingle Bells and I was like, wait a second, Jingle Bell, Wings for P. Wing. I was like, all right, there it is. I got something.
Hey, that's the genius. Now, he did tell me the other day when we were doing a podcast, he said, oh, I've been working on a song. I think you'll like it. And he told me the subject and I go, nah, I probably won't. But hey, knock yourself out.
Oh, man, the best. So there it is, the legendary Jean-Jacques Taylor Wings for P story. I hope that all of you enjoyed the Christmas song.
I'm sure.
But as we move forward,
this.
Everybody does. It's great. I hope that you enjoyed it. I'm Matt McLaren. He's Jean-Jacques Taylor.
Tasty.
God. All right.